It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I'm glad we're back together again. I have something that I'd like to show you in the kitchen. Come right along. Hello, fish. First, I need some water. I'll get some water in this jar. Get plenty of water. And I need these brushes. And some paper. Maybe you can guess what's in here. This word says watercolors. That's why I needed water, because in here are the watercolors themselves. See all those different colors? Let's try them. Here's a piece of paper. I think I'll use the big one, big brush for right now. And I think I put some water on the paper. Can you tell where it's water and where it's paper? Okay. Now, I'll try some purple color. Oh, that's nice. And of course, if I want to use a different color, then I have to put it back in the water. I think I'll try some orange. What would it be like if I brought them together, those colors? Mmm, that's pretty. All kinds of ways to experiment. Now, of course, that's still water there, and still some purple, and still some orange, but together they make something different and extra special, just like you. Even when you grow and change, you're still you. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Yes, you are. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I better just go like this. We'll come back to this later. Let's see who's at the door. You are special. He certainly is. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Come in, Mr. McFeely.
All righty. I have a speedy gift delivery for you.
Oh, a gift.
I'll show you. There you go. Wait, will you open it up?
Oh, that's a beautiful case.
It's from one of your neighbors, J.D.
Oh, J.D.
That's right.
Oh, is it a pen?
No, it's not a pen. It looks like a pen, but it's not. It's a laser pointer.
A laser pointer?
Mm-hmm. Want me to show you how it works?
I've never seen one.
Well, here, I'll show you. Let's walk over here. We'll be on, a good place would be right around picture, not in the watch.
Yeah.
I'll push this little red button and on the side. Do you see it?
Where?
It's going up the side of picture.
Oh, you mean here?
There it is. That's the little dot across the top. Down the frame and in the picture.
It's like a little flashlight, isn't it?
A little flashlight. You could use it to point things out. Want to try?
Yes, I'd love to try.
Just push that little button.
This one here?
Mm-hmm. You see?
And it goes around the corner there?
But you know something?
Yeah. Oh.
There's one thing to remember.
Yeah.
Don't point it into your eyes or anybody's eyes.
Oh, all right.
All righty?
Nothing for the eyes. Excuse me just a moment.
All righty?
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, he is here. It's Mrs. McFeely. Just a second.
Hello, dear. Oh, well, good. Today? Oh, well, maybe he could. I'll ask him. No, I won't be able to. I have some pickups and deliveries to do yet. Well, thanks for calling. I love you, too. I'll see you a little later. Bye-bye. There you go. You know, one of Betsy's storytelling friends is visiting our house later on today.
Uh-huh.
And Betsy wanted to know if you would like to come over and hear her friend tell a story.
Sure, I'd be glad to do that. I'll do that after make-believe.
All righty. And I won't be able to be there. I have more pickups and deliveries, but they'll be on our back porch. No, our front porch.
Very good.
There'll be some other people there today, I believe, so hope you enjoy the story.
Well, thank you for the gift, and I'll write to J.D. a thank you note.
All righty, speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Let me see if I can make this work over in here. There. Hey, this is fun. Let's make believe something. Trolley? Look at that. Let's make believe about something moving around and maybe changing color. And other things as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay.
Oh, hello, trolley.
Trolley, yes. Speedy delivery.
Well, I'm so grateful to you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm always glad to be helpful, Queen Sarah.
And that curious package was dropped off here for Purple Panda. You say you're able to deliver it today?
Oh, sure, I'll deliver it right away. But I'm supposed to tell him, do not open.
That's it. I'm told it's for him, but he's not supposed to open it.
Well, that's the first time I've ever had a delivery like that. But if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery to you.
Oh, very good, Mr. McFeely. Thank you and farewell.
Oh, farewell, Queen Sarah. Let me see. It says, to Purple Panda, do not open.
Greetings, Mr. McFeely.
Well, Mary Maggie, how are you?
I'm fine. Looks like you're on a delivery.
Well, I hope I can find it.
Well, where are you going?
Well, now, Queen Sarah asked me to deliver this package to Purple Panda on the planet Purple, and that's pretty far away.
Well, I'm going there later today. I could take it for you if you like.
You mean you would?
Of course I would. Any special instructions?
Well, just as he isn't supposed to open it.
He's not supposed to open it.
No, that's what Queen Sarah said, and that's what these words say, too. Do not open.
Never heard of such a thing, but I'm glad to take it for you anyway.
All right, there it is. Now, if you'll just sign here on the dotted line for the delivery, there's a pencil sign right there.
There
Randy, you're a mighty helpful neighbor. Speedy delivery to
Glad
you.
Glad to be, Speedy Delivery.
Bye-bye.
Open. Hey, come down here. Come back down here, package. Oh, no, I've never seen such a thing. Oh.
Hey there, Mayor Maggie.
Hello, Max.
How in the world are you?
I'm all right, but I've just lost something.
Oh, what was it? Where did you lose it?
Right here. It went up into the sky.
You mean like a bird?
I don't know what it was.
But you lost it?
That's right. It was a package for Purple Panda that he's not supposed to open.
Not supposed to open? What good is a package that you can't open?
I don't know, but evidently it can fly.
Well, I wonder if you want me to look for it.
Oh, X, would you?
Sure. I can fly with the best of them.
Oh, thank you, X. I'll wait right here for you.
I think I'll use my flying goggles, Mayor Maggie. I'll see you a little later.
All right.
Meow, Mayor Maggie.
Oh, hello, Hen. How
meow
are
happening, meow.
Your neighbor X is looking for something that I lost.
Meow, meow, air?
Yes, in the air. I know it sounds strange, but I lost it in the air. And I promised Mr. McFeely I'd deliver it for him.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I thought I had it, but then it got out of my wings. Oh, hello there, Hen.
Meow, X.
Well, did you see in what direction it was going?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was headed straight for Westwood.
I'd better go there and see if I can find it. Thanks for trying, X.
Oh, if it comes back this way, I'll get it for you.
Goodbye, neighbors.
Meow, 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 meow.
Goodbye, Mayor Maggie.
You startled me.
I'm sorry, Mayor Maggie. I just thought you should see this.
Where did you find it?
It dropped from the sky in Westwood a few minutes ago.
It's the same size package, only now it's purple and orange on the outside.
Yeah, look at this. It says, do not open.
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this before?
Sort of. We have to deliver this to the planet Purple.
Oh, really? To Purple Panda?
Yes, exactly. I promised Mr. McFeely that I would.
Certainly not very heavy. Hey, what's going on? It didn't come back down.
Oh, I should have warned you.
Is this some magical package?
I don't know, but it surely does fly and change.
Hey, Mayor Maggie, I found it. Come over here. I'm at the tree. I think I found what you're looking for. Is this the one? Oh, hi there, neighbor Aber.
Hello, X.
Yeah. Is that it?
Isn't this interesting?
Oh, thank you, X. You're a very big help.
So it is the package for Purple Panda?
We think so.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm going to do some solo flying. I'll see you two later on.
Thanks Bye. Again, X.
Thanks again and again.
Huh. Oh, I guess I'd better hold on to this, huh?
Until it gets to Purple Panda.
I'll take it right away.
I'll meet you there later.
All right.
Farewell to you, Mr. Aber.
Farewell.
That was certainly pretend, wasn't it? I'll say. Just because you throw something up in the air twice, that doesn't mean it's going to fly off and change its color. But it's fun to pretend, and it's fun to make up stories like that. Speaking of stories, I think we could go meet Mrs. McFeely's storytelling friend now. Let's just go over and see who that is at the McFeely's. Come along.
I'm glad you came by. The story's just about to begin.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi. How are you, Jack?
And that's Gay Ducey.
Hello, Gay.
Hello, Mr. Special. Rogers. Glad nice to
you.
See you.
May I just sit here?
I just met him, just like you did. You know that we were going to tell a story together. There's a song that goes with this story that I'd like you to practice with me. It goes like this. Zoli, 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 rock is my home. Rock is my home. Practice that with me. Sing that with me. Zoli, 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 rock is my home. Rock is my home. We're going to sing that several times in this story. Once upon a time, there was a lizard, and he lived in the mountains in the west, and he lived on a great big flat rock. That was his home. Oh, he loved that place. And he used to make up songs about it all the time. And he would sing and dance on top of that rock. One day, he made up this song. Zoli, 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 rock is my home, rock is my home. But he probably sounded a little different because he's a lizard. So I think he sounded like this. You help me. Zoli, 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 rock is my home, rock is my home. He loved that song. He sang it all the time. Now Bear heard that song, and Bear was the kind of friend who, when he saw something, he just wanted it. And he wanted that song. So he went right to Lizard, and he said, Lizard, I want you to teach me that song. I will teach you that song. We will practice and practice until you know it by heart. And so they practiced. And Bear learned it. This is how he sang it. See if you can sing like a bear. Zoli, 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 rock is my home, rock is my home. I like that song. And so Bear started back home with that song. Oh, he sang it the whole way home. Zoli, 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 rock is my home. But he did not see that there was a duck pond with ducks. And as he was singing, quack, 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 came those ducks. Bear forgot that song. He forgot it. You know, sometimes we do forget. He tried to remember it. He said, but he couldn't remember it. So he went right back to Lizard, and he said, Lizard, I forgot that song. You teach me that song again. And Lizard said, I will teach you that song, no matter how long it takes. Now listen, we'll sing it. And Lizard sang that song. Zoli, 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 rock is my home, rock is my home. I've got it, I've got it. And he did. And so Bear started back to where he lived, singing that song in his big bear voice. Zoli, 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 rock is my home. Rock is my home. But he didn't see that a rabbit was coming across the path. And
he forgot
that song again. He tried to remember it, but he couldn't. So he went all the way back to Lizard and said, Lizard, I forgot that song. But Lizard was sound asleep on that rock that he loved his home, sound asleep. Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Lizard, come on, wake up, wake up! But Lizard would not wake up. So Bear thought, If I take Lizard where I live, my den, I'll have my friend, I'll have the song. That's what I'll do. So he got a great big bag, and he opened up that bag, and he picked Lizard up off that rock and dropped him in the bag and pulled it shut and then put it over his back like that, and he started to walk home. It was a quiet walk home, no song, and then inside that bag, Lizard woke up. He wasn't on that hot, flat rock that was home. He was in a great, big, dark place. He was scared, and he did what we do sometimes when we're a little scared. He sang to himself inside that bag. Soli, 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 rock is my home, rock is my home. Bear heard him, and he set down the bag, and he opened it up. He said, surprise! You come teach me that song, my home. The Lizard said, there. Take me home. No. I've got the song. Bear, that's my song. It's about my home. Well, how am I going to remember that song? And then Lizard had such a good idea. He said, Bear, where do you live?
My den.
Ah, listen, Bear. And they tried a new kind of song. Zoli, 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 rock is my home, what is your home?
Den,
said Bear. That's the song, said Lizard, and so Bear sang that song.
Zoli, 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 den is my home, den is my home.
And that's the song that Bear got. Bear sang it and danced it all the way home to his den, and he never forgot that song again. Because no matter how far away we are, we always remember songs about home, and especially songs about ourselves. Zoli, 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 rock is my home, rock is my home. And that's the end of that story.
Yay!
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
wonderful to have a storyteller right here.
Isn't this the best? And to have you share it and all the children come.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See you all soon. Thanks, Ms. McKeon.
Come back by, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that was fun. As a fish will say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wouldn't it be great to be able to tell a story as well as Gay Ducey? She obviously loves to do it. She made her voice and her arms and hands like a lizard. Remember she went, like that? And also like a bear. One of the best things you can have is a good imagination. With that, you can make up all kinds of good things. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to write a thank you note to the person who gave me that laser pointer. So I'll just write it right now. Do you write thank you notes? You can make pictures for thank you notes or anything. I'll say, Dear J.D., thank you very much for the laser pointer. Gratefully, Fred Rogers. There. Maybe I'll just put it on the back here. Yeah, I'll do that. Put a couple pieces of tape to hold it on. That'll make it a little more special. And I'll drop it off at his house. But first of all, clean up. Clean up time. Maybe I should clean that out. There. I like to do artwork. You? You can be sure that we'll do many more things together the next time we're together. In the meantime, maybe you could think up a good story and tell it to the people you love. You have lots of fine ideas. In fact, there are people who are really proud of you, the way you're growing and changing little by little every day. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Here I go with the gift and the thank you. Be back then. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.